Welcome. The bells are ringing for me and our church family. We begin this morning by joining together in a special prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the wisdom of the wise men. Lord, close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us, Lord, from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clean hearts. Comfort the people who won't be happy this Christmas, those who won't get any presents or even any Christmas cards, those who won't have any money to buy the presents that they would love to give to their friends, those who won't have a Christmas dinner or won't get the things they are longing for, and those who will be sad because someone they love will not be with them. Lord, may we keep strong within our hearts the spirit of peace and goodwill, seeking always to heal the wounds of division and to overcome all prejudice, hatred, and violence. Lord, this is a season in which we find it easy, maybe, to be generous, but may our generosity, in that case, not die with the passing of Christmas. May we bring the gift of gold to other people's poverty, the gift of friendship to their loneliness, and the gift of our faith to their doubts and uncertainties. This prayer we bring to you in the name of our wonderful Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Now, we're going to sing, "Joy to the World, the Lord has come."
Lord has come, let's all receive. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. For to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and the peace there will be no end.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" our Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Very familiar carol, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Thank you. Third reading, Luke 1, 39-56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfil his promise to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Fourth reading, Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house of and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
And now another good carol, the First Noel.
Thank you. reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it arose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it arose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
The title of our message today is "Let Us Celebrate." But celebrate what? We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate his birth, which was humble. He was born in humility, but it was fantastic. Yes, fantastic, because look what came from that humble birth. Oh, may we never ever forget the purpose that Jesus came into this world. We celebrate also his baptism. Baptism is for believers who give their lives to Jesus and to God. But you know, he did not need to be baptized. He was without sin. But he said to John the Baptist, "Let it be," and John baptized him. I wonder why. I believe that Jesus was setting us an example. If we truly wanted to be his followers, then we need to be repentant of our sins, and we need to be baptized as believers, which is part of our wisdom, part of our testimony as believers. We celebrate also the cross, his cross. What a sacrifice he made. He died on the cross. He was, who was without sin, died in our place, that we might be forgiven, that our sins would go once and for all. It was a terrible thing, people might say, that Jesus had to die, but he went to the cross willingly. He knew this was his Father's will, and only he who was without sin could pay the price of our sins. What a sacrifice he made. We need to celebrate all he achieved on the cross. And then there was his resurrection. We need to celebrate that. This was proof of who he is. He died, he came back to life. Surely that proves that Jesus is truly the very Son of God, and we need to celebrate that. And then we celebrate his ascension. He promised that he would go to be with his Father. That's exactly what he did. And he went there, why? Well, partly to pray for us. You know, Jesus died, crucified, rose again, went back to his Father as promised, and there he is still praying for us. We need to celebrate that. And then also we need to celebrate the coming of the Spirit. The Spirit was in the world from the beginning, but the Spirit now comes in a new way, comes into our life and bringing the gifts of the Spirit, and also bringing the power of the Spirit, enabling us to serve our Lord. You know, when I look back about how I came to Jesus, and I remember that someone had said to me just before that, "You know, Bruce, you're too nervous. You couldn't speak if you tried." Well, the Holy Spirit took charge of that. We need to celebrate the Spirit coming, because he came for all of us to empower and to equip us that we might serve our Lord faithfully. And then we celebrate his church. We celebrate the fellowship of believers. Look, from the beginning, how the church increased. Thousands by thousands, the church has increased ever since. And we take great joy that we are part of God's family. That's God's kingdom. Yes, we are part of it. Surely we must celebrate that. And then we celebrate his coming again. How do we celebrate that? Why do we celebrate it? Well, Lord, it's our future. He is coming again. That is going to be our future. You know, our future is that when we leave this world, we go to be with him in heaven for eternity. And so whether we go to be with him before he comes again or not, one day we will be with him in glory. And surely we must celebrate that. In other words, we celebrate the greatest gift of all time, and that is Jesus, our Saviour. Bless you all. I pray you will have a good Christmas. Amen. Now, our last carol, We Three Kings of Orient Are. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. You know, my friends, I've had it laid on my heart very much for our own family. I don't mean my family. Yes, I do in a sense. I mean the church family of the Willows. And we're now going to pray for each other. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for Dawn, for Bruce, for Emma, for Hannah and their family and friends, including Morris, including John, Margaret and Caroline. Bless them all as a family. Be with all their friends and all those that they are concerned for. Be with Ollie, though she's away. Keep her strong. Be with all her family and friends. And Lord, when the time comes for her return, will she be able to come back to us in complete safety? Lord, we pray for Jean and Stuart, for Sharon, for Peter, for James, for Fraser. Bless them as a family, Lord. And Lord, we earnestly pray. Lord, hear this prayer. We pray for Stuart. Lord, he needs help. And we pray that the help that he needs will be found. Lord, if he's going to get about, he needs an electric chair. If he's going to get about, he needs someone to help. And if Jean can do all that she's doing continually, she will need help too. So, Lord, my earnest prayer is that you will enter that house and you will perform a miracle. We cast the burden that they are carrying. We cast it upon you, Lord. We want you to be their miracle. We want you to be their rock. We pray for Rita, for Terry, for Jackie, for Russell and Julia, and all Rita's family and friends. Continue to give strength to Rita that she may be faithful in her discipleship. Lord, you know she loves you. We ask, Lord, that you would be her healer, that you would be her companion, and that you would bless all her family and friends. We pray for David, for Wendy, for Joshua and Daryl. Lord, I'm not sure whether they're going to be all together for Christmas, but Lord, be with them. Be their strength. Equip David for his ministry as a carer through the NHS. Keep him safe. Give Wendy healing, Lord. Keep Joshua and Daryl strong. Keep them and their family and friends all free from this virus. Be with Richard and Barbara. Be with Harry. Lord, Richard and Barbara are not sure what their future lies and where and how. But Lord, we pray that you would pour your wisdom into them, that they may know your guidance. So Lord, bless them as a family. Keep them strong and free from the virus. Lord, we pray for Brian. We pray for his family and friends. And Lord, Brian's not afraid of talking about his faith. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to equip him for his discipleship. Keep him free from the virus. We pray for Sarah. We pray for her family, for her friends, and for her neighbors. Lord, we pray that you would be a companion to Sarah. For as you know, Lord, she lives on her own. And we pray, Lord, that you would keep her both physically and spiritually strong. Continue to be with her, Lord, as she seeks to help other people. And Lord, we pray for Martin, who, depending on the restrictions, might spend one or two days with her over the Christmas period. Bless them, bless all their family and friends. Then, Lord, we pray for Paul and Jennifer. Lord, be with them, be very close to them. Equip Paul for his ministry and be a very close companion to Jennifer. Give Paul and Jennifer and their family and friends your help, your companionship and your love. Keep them strong and free from the virus. We pray, Lord, for Graham. We pray for Dawn and Nick. We pray for Dean. We pray for Rachel and her husband Neil and the two children, Reuben and Evie. Keep them all strong, Lord, and we know it's their hope that they will come from Colchester back to Torquay for Christmas. But Lord, we don't know whether it can and will happen. But we want to leave that problem with you. And we want to pray that they will do the right thing according to the restrictions at that time. Then, Lord, we would pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we thank you for the way that you've protected us. We thank you for all the cards and messages that we've received. Lord, help us to continue to be faithful to you. We pray for our families and friends, that they too might be free from this virus. So, Lord, we pray for each other as a church family. And we ask, Lord, that you would be our close companion. We ask that you would be our rock, that you, Lord, would be our peace. We need you, Lord, we love you, and we want to celebrate your coming into this world. So, Lord, be with us. Help each and every one of us that we might be free of the virus and that we might keep to the restrictions that are imposed on us. And may we realise that they are done for our own good. And Lord, whilst this virus seems to be spreading, we need, Lord, your guidance, your advice, and we need, Lord, to listen to all the advice we are being given. And so now, may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us and all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.